and welcome to Doctor's On Call on 95.5 WSB, a weekly show dedicated to helping you live a healthier and happier life. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Good health leads to a good life, but finding medical advice that is free and trustworthy is challenging, folks. That's exactly why 95.5 WSB and the incredible team at Northside Hospital have come together to bring you this show. We're providing real doctors and real answers to your questions. Today, we are so fortunate to have Dr. Nathaniel Lytle joining us. Dr. Lytle is a board-certified surgeon with Bariatric Innovations of Atlanta and General Surgery at Northside Hospital, where he specializes in bariatric and minimally invasive surgery. Everything from gastric sleeve and gastric bypass to non-surgical gastric balloons, he's completed his fellowship in advanced minimally invasive surgery at Emory right here in Atlanta. He's a robotic surgery expert, and just last year, Castle Connolly named him a top doctor. After 18 years caring the patients across the community, he has helped countless people change the way their lives. This is the kind of conversation that could genuinely change someone's life here today, Dr. Lytle. Welcome to Doctors on Call.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. And we're taking your calls, folks, at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So if you have problems losing weight, you've heard about these GLP-1s, the weight loss shot, as they're called. Or maybe you need a little more, maybe a bariatric surgery performed. This is your hour. Dr. Lytle can answer all the questions that you've been holding up and saving at 404-872-0750. And Dr. Lytle, I mean, a lot of people in my family are on the GLP-1s. I personally am on the GLP-1s. This is a good time to be in the weight loss industry.
Yeah, there's lots of new changes and a little bit more focus on weight maintenance and weight management these days. I think, again, with the GLP-1s becoming very prevalent and accepted by a lot of people, that there's been a lot more emphasis on, you know, health and well-being and trying to get into a healthier weight category, which is very helpful. Hopefully, you know, we'll see the effects, you know, downstream as more and more people kind of take their health a little bit more seriously and start seeing less issues with hypertension and diabetes and things. And that's, I think that's great.
Oh, it's tremendous. I heard, now don't quote me on this, that airlines are seeing a 3% cut in fuel cost because of the weight missing on an airplane because of GLP-1s.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of my patients that undergo a big, you know, weight loss surgeries and things like that, that's one of their non-weight win. You know, they look at things differently about, you know, if it's a scale win or if it's a more of a lifestyle thing. And that's what a lot of them kind of talk about, is that they have never been on an airplane so comfortably after losing a significant amount of weight. And now they're traveling and doing a lot of things that they never were able to do before. So that's one of those non-scale victories that a lot of my patients talk about.
They feel more like doing it now.
Oh, yeah. They're much more willing to go travel and go on adventures that they never really even thought of until they've, you know, lost a significant amount of weight.
Okay, so if someone's listening and they're overweight, how do they know whether they're a candidate for Wegovy, Ozempic, Zepbound, or they need to go a more invasive treatment of a bariatric surgery?
Yeah, so the initial consult when people come to see us for the first time, you know, we go over kind of our whole toolbox, right, of options that we have to offer. And it starts, you know, on the low end of the spectrum with diet and exercise and personal trainers and things like that. Most people have already kind of exhausted those when they come to see us. So we're more talking about either dietitians, medical supervised diets, medications, and then also the procedural options with all the surgeries. And so the first thing is just kind of figuring out what the goals are, how much weight a person needs to lose to get to their, you know, their goal. A lot of people come in, you know, with the goal of trying to get a knee replacement. And so we have a kind of a specific target to go after in terms of the BMI. A lot of the orthopedic doctors don't want to do surgeries with BMIs over 40. And so we kind of have that kind of goal. So then that's kind of where we work. And then we figure out what tool may be the best option for them to get where they need. For surgery, it's kind of it's fairly specific guidelines. So most insurance companies and big bariatric programs like what we have a kind of a set criteria. So most patients will have a BMI of 35 or higher with a medical issue like diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, something like that, or over 40, a BMI of 40 or higher without a medical issue. And those people qualify for more, a more aggressive surgical option.
What are the surgeries in the bariatric surgery field that are most popular right now?
Yeah, so the three kind of go-to surgeries right now are the sleeve gastrectomy, or VSG as a lot of people mention it, the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, which has been around for a long time, and then the more aggressive single anastomosis duodenal ileostomy, or the SADES, which is a modified duodenal switch. That's more of the more aggressive operation for a significant amount of weight loss.
Okay. Yeah. So it just depends on how much weight you need to lose?
That's one indicator for, you know, which we may, you know, kind of steer a patient in one direction or another.
Okay.
But a lot of times it's, you know, comorbidities. So if there's diabetes involved, then a lot of people have better long-term success and diabetic control with the more metabolic surgeries like the bypass or the SADE. If people have really bad reflux, gastroesophageal reflux, a lot of people do better with the gastric bypass because the bypass is a very aggressive treatment for reflux as well.
Mm-hmm.
A sleeve is a very straightforward, low complication surgery, and so that's kind of a go-to option for a lot of people. And that's
my best friend had that, and it was very successful.
Right? Yeah, and that's kind of the one that's performed the most across the world right now is the sleeve.
Okay, minimum problems at the end, and that just makes your stomach the size of a cigar, right?
So the way the sleeve works is we just remove the majority. About 80% of the stomach is removed, and so it leaves the stomach as a cigar or maybe a banana type shape.
Uh-huh.
And it's a restrictive surgery, so you are unable to eat the
a
same
lot
amount as
at
before,
all.
Right? But there are hormonal components to the sleeve as well, which seem to aid in long term. But the majority of the weight loss comes from the restriction of the surgery.
Okay, now. I've lost weight on GLP-1. I've lost 50 pounds. At what point should someone consider the surgery instead?
Yeah, so the decision between meds and surgery can be a kind of a process. So most of the patients that come in to see us for surgery have already been on meds or on meds when they come to see us. You know, that's how prevalent kind of the GLP-1s are these days. Everyone's on them, right? Everyone knows somebody on it. And so, And so the people that kind of come to us for surgery either have had a lot of side effects from the medications or they've lost a good amount of weight with the meds, but they either can't continue them or they can't afford them or for some reason can't get them, or they need more weight loss than the medications can provide them. And those are the patients that come to see us for surgery.
Okay, on the GLP-1 shots or the new pills that are coming out, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, is there a glass ceiling that people are going to hit with these shots?
It's hard to say. You know, the data shows we expect about a 20% total body weight loss on average. So meaning that if you're 200 pounds, if you weigh 200 pounds, we expect about a 40-pound weight loss, right? But if you're, 400 pounds and lose 80 pounds, that still puts you into a pretty high weight category.
Okay.
Right? And so, there are case reports and things of people losing a significant amount of weight on the medications, but that's what I would say wouldn't be expected. Expected would be about 20% total body weight loss.
Okay, so you're just not going to get endless weight loss. It might not get you to your goal weight.
Correct, yeah. So the people that seem to get down to their ideal body weight, mm-hmm. you know, putting them into a BMI between 18 and 25, right, which is considered the ideal body weight, the people that get in that category on medications usually start at a lower BMI. You know, people that don't really have a lot of weight to lose, right? They have a much better chance of getting into their ideal body weight.
Okay. We are speaking with Dr. Nathaniel Wynn Lytle. He is a board-certified general surgeon in bariatrics and minimally invasive surgery for Northside Hospital. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Whether you have a lot of weight to lose or a good amount of weight to lose, we're here for you today. Dr. Lytle is here for you today. Give us a call at 404-872-0750. Okay, we've got about 2 minutes before we break, but let's talk about side effects of the shots.
Yeah, so the most common side effects that most of our patients are coming in or which causes them to stop really is the nausea.
Mm-hmm.
So nausea seems to be a fairly big side effect. It's actually what I tell the patients.
It'll make you not eat.
That's right, exactly. That's how they work, right? So they kind of make you feel in a way that, you know,
weight loss.
Yeah, I don't really want food, right? So there are some reports of significant gastric emptying issues, like gastroparesis and things like that.
What does that mean?
So gastroparesis is a diagnosis that the stomach itself doesn't empty very well.
Ooh.
And just from many, many different reasons, but we're seeing some reports of that coming with some of the injectable medications and things like that. Sometimes it's reversible when you stop the meds, but other times it can last for a long time. But those are the common things. It's just GI side effects.
Right, and they will stop once you stop the medication?
Most of them do. They resolve after a few days after you stop the medication.
Okay. You're listening to Doctor's Own Call, presented by 95.5 WSB and Northside Hospital. And we are taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We'd love to take your calls on the other side of the break. You're listening to Doctor's Own Call, presented by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Doctor's Own Call, presented by Northside Hospital and 95.5 WSB. My guest in the studio is Nathaniel Wynn Lytle. He's a board-certified general surgeon in bariatrics and minimally invasive surgery, robotic gastroenterologist. And Dr. Lytle, we're getting lots of calls coming in about bariatric surgery and the GLP-1 shots, but I have on the line someone who wants to share his testimonial with you on how it's changed his life, and that is Michael in Tennessee. Michael, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Great. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So tell us about
your
experience.
I'll give you my story.
Yeah.
Sure. It's brief. Starting in 1972, from then until the present, I've always been heavy and at the point obese to the point that I was at 290 pounds. And I'd been on diets off and on all my life, always dieting successfully, losing multiple pounds, then over a period of a few months to a year, gaining it back and to a higher set point each time. So when the GLP-1s came out, my doctor and I discussed it, and I decided to use them. We started out on Ozempic, which worked fine, and then switched over to Mounjaro after about a year. I've now been on the GLP-1s for 3 years. I've been at my ideal weight now for over a year. no side effects whatsoever. It's been life-changing, and it has been the most wonderful things, not only the other positive health effects from the GLP-1s, but it has just been great. It got rid of all my cravings. It made it easy for me to diet, to start with, to lose the weight, and now I have no cravings and am able to keep it off. Now, it's not something that's going to work for anyone, I don't think, without dieting to lose the weight, but it helps control your hunger and your cravings, and it has been absolutely life-changing for me. In fact, now I'm not on the shots anymore. I'm on the oral medication, the Rybelsus, just as maintenance.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head. You know, just doing the medications doesn't guarantee anything, right? And so you have to take the meds as a tool to help you, you know, with the lifestyle changes. And, you know, that's what we really focus on with our patients. You know, just doing surgery or the meds, you have to do all the other stuff to get the best results, right? So you have to try to lose weight if you want to lose weight.
You can't just eat anything you want.
Right. You have to be very mindful about it, right? You take the medication or the surgery that they can help you. It's a tool, but you still have to use the tool for how it's designed, right? So that's
perfect. So, Michael, you'll be on it your whole life, right?
That's correct. I feel like I'll be on the oral medication my whole life to maintain, because when I'm on it, I have no cravings. Also, after I got on the Mounjaro, within about a year, not only from the weight loss, but I think other aspects of it, I was able to get off my CPAP. I'm 71. I'm on absolutely zero medications, blood pressure medications, no heart medications, nothing. And this is just, it's just been absolutely wonderful.
That's great. Well, congratulations.
He's the poster child for the GLP-1. Michael, thank you. We got to go to a break. That's a great testimonial for the wonderful effects of a GLP-1 and how what they can do for you. If you'd like to know what they can do in your life, give us a call at 404-872-0750. Talk to Dr. Lytle and see what can be done in your life. You're listening to Dr. Zone Call on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Dr. Zone Call, presented by Northside Hospital and 95.5 WSB. We are fortunate to have Dr. Nathaniel Wynn Lytle in the studio with us. He's a board-certified general surgeon in bariatric and minimally invasive surgery. We're talking about weight loss surgery and GLP-1s, which are commonly known as the weight loss shot that you all have heard about in the news. If you have questions for Dr. Lytle, give us a call in the studio at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I know you know someone that's on the shot, because you can't not. It's so prevalent these days. And I personally am on them. I have a best friend on them. I have a brother on them. I have close friends. I mean, everybody. And we're all just pleased as punch. So if you have a question or comments, give us a call at 404-872-0750. All right, Dr. Lytle, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Alex. Alex, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, everybody.
Sure.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Okay, what I want to find out is how often do you have to take the shots?
Yeah, so most of the shots are designed to take... depends on kind of which...
I can hear you now.
Oh, sorry. Most of the shots are designed to take weekly. It depends on which type you're on, but that's the most common one that most people are taking. The GLP-1s, it's kind of a weekly depot shot, basically, that you get from your doctor.
It's little bitty.
Yeah, it's an itty-bitty little needle that you go into your
subcutaneous
tissue.
Yeah, And are the treatments expensive? Or I mean, I do have health coverage, but just wonder are they expensive?
Yeah,
like,
so
out of the pocket?
Yeah, so medications can be, yes. So you know, the medications, as it's a lot of people have heard, you know, they can range from $500 to, you know, $1,500 a month, just depending on kind of where you get them, what kind you're on, dosing, things like that. The surgical options and things like that, most of those are covered through insurance these days. And so most people go through insurance. Some insurance products don't have bariatric coverage as part of their coverage, but for the most part, almost all, you know, commercially available insurance companies do cover bariatric surgery. So the cost is a little bit controlled in that regards.
So just check with my primary care doctor and just find out if I'm a plan.
So
a person for that. Okay.
Yeah. Or, you know, with in our clinic, you know, when people call to make an appointment with us, that's one of the first things our office does is to check coverage benefits. You know, so they'll preemptively call insurance, you know, whatever insurance company you give us, and they'll ask the insurance company kind of what your plan covers, if it's meds or surgery, just to give you an idea, and so we don't, you know, waste people's time
right.
if they're looking for something else that they can't afford.
Okay.
So we kind of
help everyone
out that way. So yeah, you know, people just call us and call our office, and then we can check for them.
How did they call your office,
right, well,
Dr. Lytle?
Yeah, so you know, our office is really easy. You just call our main office number, Bariatric Innovations of Atlanta, if you just Google it. And our front office people will take all the information and do the intake things. And then we have patient advocates that check all that insurance and stuff. And they'll give you a call back if there's any questions. But again, like I said, if you have an insurance plan, mostly through your employer and things like that, surgery is going to be covered the vast majority of the time.
Okay.
That's kind of what we're seeing these days. Medications, not so much. That's kind of hit or miss. Yeah.
I just try to avoid the night. That's all.
Yeah.
Understandable.
That's right.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're
well,
seeing.
I appreciate
too.
It. Yeah. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. We have a good day.
Thank you,
all right,
Alex.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye
bye.
Bye bye. So down the road, look in the way back, not the way back, but the forward machine, Dr. Lytle. Do you think the GLP-1 medications in the future are going to be covered more by insurance?
Yeah, that's a good question. So first off, I think down the future, there may be not just GLP-1 medications. You know, the newer medications are going to be targeting multiple hormones and just one. But, you know, as all medications, as new ones come out, the price is usually fairly high. And so what we're actually seeing now is that there seems to be a shift in the coverage benefits of most insurance companies. So beforehand, 10 years ago, before medications and things, surgery was fairly expensive, and it was kind of the only option.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of hoops that the insurance companies made our patients go through to get to surgery. Now that there's other options and stuff like that, the surgeries have actually become less expensive and more cost-effective than medications
mm-hmm.
long-term, right? So, you know, surgery is a one-time charge for the patient or the insurance company. And what we're seeing is that the insurance companies will recoup their money of the cost of the surgery in about 3 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's why what we're seeing is a lot of insurance companies are starting to remove a lot of the unnecessary speed bumps that they used to put in front of patients so that now we can make sure that the patients are ready for surgery and get them done in a little bit more timely fashion. And while the medications, you know, it's more of a lifetime thing
mm-hmm.
at a higher cost. And I think that's why insurance companies are a little bit more skittish to covering them long term, because they're going to lose a lot of money on these medications.
I hear you say that, but I think in the long run, they're going to be saving money because people's A1C is going down. Their cholesterol is going down. I mean, everything. If they're staying on these medications, they're getting healthier.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. You know, there is definitely a health benefit of the medications, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so staying on the medications will definitely help control these chronic comorbidities, which then you'll save cost on,
yes,
you know, the diabetic medications and the hypertensive medications. But again,
and therefore, the insurance companies are not spending money.
Correct, except for the, they have to pay for the, if they're going to cover the medications, they have to cover the medication costs. And that's where, like, again, surgery becomes a little bit more cost effective. It's a one-time, you know, surgical cost. And then after 3 years, they recoup their money. And then everything after that is bonus time, right, for them. So we get all the benefits of no diabetes, no hypertension, you know, without some, you know, continued treatment. Right?
Do you have a weight that you start considering people for a bariatric surgery? If you weigh in this range, we'll start considering you for bariatric surgery.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, the criteria, again, for people who qualify for weight loss surgery is a BMI of 35 or higher with medical issues, diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, things like that, or a BMI of 40 without. With medications coming in, what our clinic is starting to look at is, you know, can we start to identify the patients that may not get what they want with the medications, and maybe should we start talking about surgery a little bit early on? And so what we're trying to look at, and there's really no data yet, but it's coming. So BMI of 45 or higher, those patients have a lot more weight that they need to lose, mm-hmm, to get down into that healthy category. And so most of those patients will need a combined therapy, right, to treat, mm-hmm, their weight. And that's where surgery combined with a medication may be a better option for them than just medications alone. And so we're trying to see if maybe we can kind of capture those patients earlier in their process, their weight loss journey, where they come in wanting medications, which is completely fine, but kind of educating them that they are in a kind of a higher risk category for either failing medications or needing a little bit stronger of a tool to get their weight down into a healthy category.
Now, what about the person who, we touched on this earlier, who's been on GLP-1s and has kind of hit that glass ceiling and is not getting the efficacy from it any longer, but has more weight to lose?
Right. And so I'm seeing a lot of patients like that. And I go out into the community and talk with a lot of the primary care doctors about exactly that. So they have a lot of patients that they've been trying multiple different medications on or different dosing and stuff, and they're just not getting the effect they need. Those are perfect surgical candidates, right? So,
but what if it's only 20 pounds, 20, 30 pounds?
So, yeah, if we're talking about the lower end group, then we have to start looking at other reasons, right? So there's lots of reasons that people can have weight issues, especially, mm-hmm, in that kind of lower,
yeah,
kind of time frame, right? So things I always talk about are, you know, of course, the things that you're putting into your body, right? How much your body moves. Genetics, hormone issues, medication, mm-hmm, side effects, environmental issues, right? All these things can affect someone's weight. But the two things that most people talk about are what you put in your body and how much your body moves, because those are the easiest things to control, right? But all the other stuff is a lot harder. The medications control some of the brain effects, right? The hormonal control, the craving stuff and things like that. But we may not be attacking some of the other things that people may be kind of struggling with that can cause weight issues, like hormonal problems.
I know.
Or, you know, just metabolic issues.
When,
yeah,
you have hormonal,
yeah,
problems,
right,
getting that straightened out.
And it can sometimes be very difficult. You know, that's where.
Yes, it's trial and error.
That's right. Multimodal, you know, therapies and things like that can help. If it's an environmental thing, which I see a lot of, you know, people's, home situation, stress levels,
okay,
sleep habits. You know, all these things can really affect, uh-huh, weight as well, which are sometimes very difficult to control. You,
right,
know?
You can't just tell someone, well, you need to stop being stressed.
Correct. Or you need to get a new job because your,
right,
job is
that's
causing too much,
happen,
you know, right, causing issues with your sleep or whatever. You know, it's just, you know, those are hard asks, right?
Right.
And so yeah, those are things that are a little bit more difficult to control.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Great information. So glad that we have this show today, because it is invaluable information, and we're giving people options.
That's
about how to lose weight and get healthier.
Yep.
And it's not just about losing weight. It's about being healthy.
Correct.
Yep. And happy in your own skin.
That's what it's all about.
And we've got one segment left. We would love to hear from you. You're listening to Doctor Zone Call presented by Northside Hospital and 95.5 WSB. Give us a call in the studio at 404-872-0750. And welcome back to the final segment of Doctor Zone Call, sponsored by Northside Hospital and 95.5 WSB. We're so fortunate to have in the studio Dr. Nathaniel Wynn Lytle. He's a board-certified surgeon in bariatric and minimally invasive surgery, robotic and gastroenterologist surgery. And we're taking your calls. We only have a few minutes left. If you're thinking about a GLP-1 to lose weight or a bariatric surgery, give us a call real quick. But we're going to the phone lines and speak with Darren, I think. Darren and LJ, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hey, Belinda. I'm doing great.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to, a previous caller who was questioning the cost of the GLP-1s, and I've been doing the GLP-1s now for about 3 months, and I have kind of a non-traditional insurance, a healthcare sharing plan, which did not cover it, but I had a lot of success getting discounts through some of the like online discount pharmacy sites, and just wanted to make people aware of that because it really can save you a lot and kind of opens the door to people who, you know, may not have coverage with insurance for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, there a lot of the drug companies and things like that will kind of partner with a coupon company or a way that you can get the name brand medication at a discount. The other option some people are going are the compounding pharmacies. Compounding pharmacies, I would just say, just be a little bit careful with them. Some of the compounding pharmacies may not necessarily be regulated in the same way the bigger pharmaceutical companies are. So there's, you know, some question about, you know, how much of the medication you're actually getting, if it's compounded the same way as the name brand medication. So, that, you know, a lot of physicians are kind of a little, you know, just you have to be a little cautious with the compounding pharmacies. Do your research, make sure that they're a reputable pharmacy and things like that. But yeah, there is
sure.
a way to get the medications at a discount, but you just have to make sure that it's not because of quality.
Yeah. I had a second question for you as well about target weight loss. So, you know, I'm 5'9", male, 59 years old, and if I look at the BMI index, it says a target weight should be about 68, 69 pounds. Do you use that for patients?
Yeah.
Or is there kind of a better way to look?
Yeah, still, you know, there's some, you know, the BMI is still our best gauge about kind of where we need to be. And so, you know, a healthy BMI is between 18 to 25, right? 25 to 30 is overweight, 30 or above is obese, 35 higher is morbid obesity, right? So there's always a range in healthy weight. So 5'9", you know what, I just try to make the math easy. And so 5'9", I usually say an ideal body weight's around 170, 180, which is in the upper end of that range. But, you know, when we're talking about weight loss and weight loss medications and things like that, the people who have the best chance of getting down into their target weight is what we're seeing is that people have less weight to lose, right? So if you're in a higher BMI starting out, it's much harder to get down into that ideal body weight category. A lot of the people, if they have a lot of weight to lose, we have to do a combination therapy like a surgery and medications. People at a lower starting weight and just do medications, they have a better chance of getting into their ideal body weight than someone who has, you know, 200 pounds to lose.
Does that answer your question, Darren?
It sure does. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. All right. Well, we're running out of time. We have a minute and a half left, but the long-term effects after surgery, can you share those
with
us?
Yeah. So quickly, the long-term side effects are depending on kind of what surgery you get, right? So if we do a sleeve, the long-term effects are actually fairly low. All the surgical risks and stuff like that basically go to zero after a month or two. Reflux after sleeve is kind of the biggest one we're seeing, and that can kind of go on for years or so after. With the malabsorptive procedures like bypass and SADI, the biggest long-term issue is nutritional because of how they work.
Right.
And so you got to eat well. You got to eat healthy. You have to take your vitamins and things like that to avoid some of the nutritional issues that we can see in terms of vitamin deficiencies and things like that. But overall, the benefits definitely outweigh the risks of surgery. You know, we hear that time and time and time again. You know, most of our patients say, I wish I did this earlier.
Oh, yes.
Wish I did it sooner so that I could have a better quality of life later down the line and do more things that they've always wanted to do. So in my opinion, the long-term risks 100% outweigh the benefits outweigh the risks of the surgery.
And what's the downtime in general for these surgeries?
Yeah. So the beauty of these surgeries is they're all done minimally invasively. So I do all my surgeries robotically. So the surgeries take an hour to an hour and a half or so in the operating room. We keep all of our patients overnight and then expect people to go home the next day. I always tell people the first 2 weeks after surgery is kind of the roughest. It's the adjustment period, just learning how to eat and drink differently. That's the biggest struggle that people have. So,
right.
But the recovery is fairly quick, and we get people back to work quickly.
Excellent. Such great information, Dr. Lytle. Thank you so much for joining us on Doctor's Own Call. That was Dr. Nathaniel Wynn Lytle. He's with Northside Hospital. You're listening to Doctor's Own Call, presented by Northside Hospital and 95.5 WSB.